Well, let's go to Utah, where the influential Salt Lake Tribune newspaper has made a declaration. Senator Orrin Hatch, they've decided, he's the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, they've decided he's the Utahn of the year. Well, George Pyle is editor of the editorial page at the Salt Lake Tribune, and he joins us. And George, normally when a paper names someone as person of the year, it's an accolade, but that's not exactly what happened here.
I mean, there's two things going on here, which the senator himself and other people seem to have gotten a little mixed up. There's the front page article that we do every Christmas where we name a Utahn of the year. And one of the criteria is who was the biggest newsmaker. On the editorial page, we went to some lengths to make it clear that the person who did the most is not necessarily the person who did the most good. And there were three specific things that we highlighted. One was the senator's role in convincing the president to roll back these two national monuments in Utah. We have favored those national monuments. We favored the creation of Bear's Ears. The Navajo and four affiliated tribes of the Southwest had worked on this for generations, weren't able to get Congress to act, and so President Obama, as he was on his way out, proclaimed this monument. The Grand Staircase Escalante was proclaimed during the Clinton administration in a process that was not nearly so transparent, but it's been there for 20 years. People have adapted to it. Businesses have grown up in anticipation that it will be there forever.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Pyle, the second point that you make about why Senator Hatch made the most news of any Utahn has to do with the tax code. I just want to jump to the third bullet point here, because you say his utter lack of integrity that rises from his unquenchable thirst for power. That's the part I didn't expect.
Well, I guess they didn't expect it either. But 6 years ago, Senator Hatch ran for re-election in what is now his seventh term. We endorsed him for the same reasons that Orrin Hatch would tell you he should be endorsed: his experience, his influence, but also the things that he said he was going to get done, and his pledge that it would be his last term. More recently, he's been making noises about how he might run again after all. He hasn't officially declared, but he has been raising money. And again, he's frozen the field.
Well, one of the reasons why your selection of Senator Hatch for Utahn of the Year caught a lot of national attention has to do with Senator Hatch's own response. He tweeted a couple of days ago, quote, "grateful for this great Christmas honor from the Salt Lake Tribune." Now, I'm going to just give him the benefit of the doubt and wonder if he was referring to the news side profile that you talked about, and perhaps he hadn't read the editorial.
Oh, I think that's probably true. Yes. As a matter of fact, I don't think, you know, the front page is a huge picture of Senator Hatch says Utahn of the Year, a relatively short text on the front page to accompany it that says he's had the most influence. And then they tweeted that out. And then people all started reading the editorial and said, well, he didn't read the story. Well, maybe he did read the story, but he didn't read the editorial. I mean, you would think United States senators and their senior staff would know the difference between a news story and an editorial. But I know a lot of intelligent people who don't know the difference between a news story and an editorial. It's a fight I've been fighting for 40 years, and I'm going to be fighting it forever.
Well, so to that point, I want to ask you, an editorial board, whatever it wants to say, it can say. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the editorial page is in line with the community of readers around it. How many Utahns feel similarly that Senator Hatch has served ample time in the Senate and should come home?
Well, there are some polls that indicate that we're not so much of an outlier, that you ask the question, should the senator run for re-election, and you have upwards of 60% saying, no, he shouldn't. You have people specifically saying that they would prefer that Republican Mitt Romney take that place on the ticket. And Jenny Wilson, who's a member of the Salt Lake County Council, is running as a Democrat for that seat. In some polls that have been put out there, especially when you just put out the name, Jenny Wilson, Orrin Hatch, and you don't attach party labels to either name, Jenny Wilson beats him.
Interesting. It does make me wonder, though. I mean, looking back at, again, from the editorial's perspective, the criticisms that you have of Senator Hatch, I mean, what difference would it make if it were him or any other Republican? Because basically, he's voting in line with the party all the time.
Yes, and if it were Mitt Romney or any other Republican, probably 95-98% of the votes that would be taken in the Senate would probably come out the same way. Personally, I think that the way Senator Hatch has just been sucking up to the White House and the president is just embarrassing. The other day he said something about, you know, he's the best president in generations. He might be the best president ever. And I was particularly struck where he said something like, the best president I've served under. Now, Orrin Hatch is a senator. He's one of 100 senators. He's chairman of the Finance Committee. He is the president pro tem of the Senate. The president pro tem of the Senate does not serve under the president. He is a leading member of a co-equal branch of government. And what's really, really wrong with Washington these days, from my perspective way out here, is that the institutions are taking a back seat to the parties. I think the founders would be aghast at how the president pro tem of the Senate does not stand up for the prerogatives of the Senate. Congress, in general, does not stand up for the prerogatives of Congress. This is party completely overwhelming the institutions of our government.
Well, George Pyle is the editorial page editor of the Salt Lake Tribune. Real pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.